Astonished gasps filled the room. Wizard Ranson leaned back and drew open a scroll.
"We have a great many charges, Mother Confessor. Where would you like to begin?"
Without turning her head, Kaelin's eyes took a sweep of what she could see of the room. There was no chance of escape. None, even if the man before her were not a wizard.
"Since they will all be invented, I guess it doesn't matter. Why don't we just dispense with the mockery and simply proceed to the execution?"
The room remained dead silent. Wizard Ranson did not smile. His eyebrows lifted.
"Oh, no mockery, Mother Confessor, but serious charges. We are here to get to the truth of them. Unlike the confessors, I refuse to put an innocent person to death. Before we are finished today, everyone here will know the truth of your treason. I want the people to know the full extent of your vile tyranny."
Kaelin clasped her hands together as she stood with her back straight. She wore her confessor's face. The people all leaned forward a little.
"Since it is a long list," Ranson said, "we might as well begin with the most serious charge."
He glanced down.
"Treason.
And since when is defending the people of the Midlands treason?" Wizard Ranson slammed his fist to the desk as he shot to his feet.
"Defending the people of the Midlands? I have never in my life heard such filth from the mouth of a woman."
He smoothed his tan robes at his stomach and then sat back down.
"Your defense of the people was to plunge them into war. You would condemn thousands to die to assuage your dread that someone other than yourself would rule, and rule with the unanimous agreement of the council, I might add."
"It is hardly unanimous if the Mother Confessor dissents."
"Dissents for her own selfish motives."
"And who is it that you would have rule the Midlands? Kelton? Yourself?"
"The saviors of all people, the Imperial Order."
A prickling sensation rose up her leg. Kaelin felt as if the whole of the dome overhead were collapsing down on her. Her head spun. She thought she might be sick right there in front of everyone. She forced her stomach to behave.
"The Imperial Order! The Imperial Order slaughtered Ebenezia! They crush all opposition to steal rule for themselves!" "Lies! The Imperial Order is dedicated to benevolent rule. They simply wish to put your murderous intents to an end." "Benevolent? They raped and butchered the people of Ebenezia."
Ranson chuckled.
"Come, come, Mother Confessor. The Imperial Order has murdered no one."
He turned to a man Kaelin didn't recognize.
"Counselor Thurston, has your crown city been harmed by anyone?"
The jowly man looked surprised.
"Well, I've just arrived 2 days ago from the beautiful city of Ebenezia, and they know nothing of their slaughter."
The crowd chuckled with him. Ranson smiled petulantly at her.
"Did you not expect, Mother Confessor, that we would have witnesses to expose your preposterous stories? This is simply a fiction meant to inflame people's fears and stir them to war."
Ranson snapped his fingers. A woman in drab, worn clothes came in and stood to the side. Ranson gently told her not to be frightened and to tell her story. The woman told of how her children had to go to bed hungry because she had no money. She said she had been forced into prostitution to feed her children. Kaelin knew it was a lie. There was no scarcity of charitable people and groups who would help anyone truly needing it. For the next hour, one witness after another was paraded in, and each told a story of hunger and want, and how the palace would not give them money to feed and clothe themselves, not caring if their children starved. The people in the balconies listened with rapt attention to the sad stories, some weeping with the witnesses. Kaelin recognized a few of the people testifying. She remembered Mistress Sanderholt offering them work in the past. She had told Kaelin that when they had come in, they scoffed at the things they were asked to do. Mistress Sanderholt ended up having to do many of the tasks herself.
Wizard Ranson rose to his feet after the last witness had told his tearful story and turned to each side, addressing the people gathered.
"The Mother Confessor has a vast treasury, and she intended to use it to finance a war against the people of the Midlands who would wish to be free of her rule. She first takes the food from your mouths and the mouths of your children, and then, to keep you from thinking about the gnawing hunger in your gut, invents an enemy and starts a war with your hard-earned money, which she has stolen for her already wealthy friends. While you people go hungry, she eats well. While you need clothes, she would buy weapons. While your sons would bleed to death in battle, she lounges in the lap of luxury. When your family members are unjustly accused of crimes, she uses her magic to make them confess to crimes they did not commit, to silence their protests against her tyranny.
People were weeping. A few cried out with anguish at the last part. Still more angrily demanded justice. Kaelin began to doubt that she would be beheaded. This mob would probably tear her apart before she ever made it to the block. Ranson held his arms open to the people gathered.
As a representative of the Imperial Order, I direct that the people get what they really need. The treasury of Adendril will be put to its best use. It will be turned back to the oppressed. I direct that every family shall be entitled to 1 gold piece a month to clothe and feed your children. There will be no starvation allowed under the rule of the Imperial Order.
Cheering erupted in the Great Hall. The wild applauding and huzzas went on unabated for a good 5 minutes. Ranson sat and steepled his fingers while he listened to the celebration. He never took his eyes from Kaelin, nor she from his. Kaelin knew that life's hardships were not that simple to eradicate. She knew that seeming kindness could in truth be cruel. She calculated that the payments would take at most 6 months to empty the treasury. She wondered what would happen the following month, when the money was gone, and people would have by then stopped working or planting to provide for themselves. Then there certainly would be hunger and starvation in the guise of generosity. At last the noise died out. Ranson leaned forward.
There is no way of telling how many people have gone hungry, or starved to death, or died in war by your command, Mother Confessor. It is obvious you are guilty of treason against the people of the Midlands. I see no reason to draw the evidence out, as we could, for weeks.
The other counselors all voiced yeas of agreement. Ranson slapped his hand to the desk.
Guilty of the first charge, then. Treason.
The people cheered again. Kaelin stood with her back stiff, wearing her confessor's face. Ranson read off charges she could scarcely believe could be read with a straight face. Witnesses came forward and testified to atrocities that Kaelin thought anyone with common sense would laugh at. No one laughed. People she had never met before confided their intimate knowledge of what confessors did in secret. A lump rose in Kaelin's throat as she heard what people thought of her. People repeated irrational fears and rumors of every sort of outrage committed by confessors, and the Mother Confessor in particular. For her whole life, she had sacrificed everything, as had the other confessors, to protect these people, and the whole time they believed these monstrosities instead. Kaelin thought, when she heard a witness testify that in order to retain their magical power, confessors had to dine regularly on human flesh, that there would be laughter at the charge. Instead, wide-eyed people leaned forward and gasped. She had to bite the inside of her cheek to keep from bursting into tears, not because she was being charged with such things, but because people truly believed them of her. Kaelin finally stopped listening. As Ranson listed charges, brought forth witnesses, and the council found her guilty of charge after charge, she thought about Richard. She tried to remember all the moments she had spent with him, all the times he had smiled, all the times he had touched her. She tried to remember every kiss.
You think it amusing?
Ranson railed. Kaelin looked up. She realized she was smiling.
What?
A woman was standing to the side, weeping into a kerchief. Kaelin blinked at her and then looked up to Ranson.
I'm sorry. I guess I missed her performance.
The crowd grumbled in anger. Ranson leaned back in his chair with a disgusted shake of his head.
Guilty of practicing your confessor's magic on children.
What? Are you insane? Children?
Ranson held a hand out toward the woman, who broke into wild wailing.
She has just testified that her child is missing, and has told how other women have had their children disappear too, and how it is common knowledge that the children are taken so that confessors may practice their magic on them. As a wizard, I can verify the truth of this.
The crowd howled with rage. Kaelin blinked up at him.
I have a headache. Why don't you just chop it off for me?
Uncomfortable, Mother Confessor? Uncomfortable that the people would be given the chance to face their oppressor and hear the extent of her heinous crimes?
Kaelin held her confessor's face to keep from tears.
I am sorry only that I have given my whole life to the people of the Midlands. Had I known they would be so ungrateful and believe instead such filth after what I have sacrificed for them, I would have been more selfish and left them to true tyranny.
Ranson scowled down at her.
You have worked your whole life for the Keeper.
The crowd gasped again.
That is who you serve. That is what you work for. You offer the souls of your people to your master, the Keeper, in the underworld.
People in the balconies wailed with terror. Cries of anger and calls for vengeance echoed in the dome. Shaking their fists, the crowd on the main floor tried to push forward, but the guards spread their arms and held them back. Ranson lifted his hands, calling for calm and quiet.
Kaelin moved her gaze over the people to each side.
I give you to the Imperial Order, she called out in a loud voice. I work no longer to save you. You will be punished for your unthinking willingness to believe these lies, punished by what your own selfish desires will bring upon you. You will come to regret the torment you have willingly cast yourselves into. I am joyful that I will be dead, so I will not be tempted to help you. I regret only that I have ever shed a tear for your suffering. To the Keeper with all of you!
Kaelin glared up at a smirking wizard Ranson.
Get on with it! Chop off my head! I'm sickened with this travesty of truth. You and your Imperial Order win! Kill me so I may be rid of this life and go to the spirit world, where I will not have to suffer to help anyone. I confess to everything. Execute me. I am guilty of it all.
She looked down at the body at her feet.
Except killing this Keltish pig. I wish now that I had killed him, but unfortunately I can't claim credit.
Ranson lifted an eyebrow.
A liar to the end, Mother Confessor. You cannot even admit the truth of this murder.
Lady Ordith came in, her nose in the air, and testified that she had heard Kaelin threaten Prince Byron only the night before.